In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's dark when Mary Magdalene comes to the tomb. For her, it's still Good Friday. The light of the resurrection is not yet shining in her life. As far as she is concerned, Jesus is dead and in the grave. Her hopes and dreams are as dead as Jesus' lifeless body, or so she thinks. When she discovers that his tomb has been disturbed, she runs home to tell Peter and the beloved disciple that Jesus' body has been taken away. So Peter and the other disciple run back to the tomb and discover the linen wrappings from Jesus' body and the wrapping from his head carefully rolled up and left behind, surely not the sign of a grave robber at work. Peter, as usual, doesn't get it. The other disciple, the beloved disciple, begins to understand that Jesus has risen from the dead, but he remains silent. Mary is left by herself, weeping, as Peter and the other disciple head back home. After an encounter with two angels, Mary sees someone who we know to be Jesus, but she assumes to be the caretaker of the garden. Jesus says, "Mary." And immediately she knows that it is the Lord Jesus. Jesus, the good shepherd, knows his sheep by name, and the sheep know his voice. Resurrection arrives for Mary. The light shines and overcomes the darkness in her heart, and Mary becomes the first person to share the good news that Jesus has risen from the dead. Who among us has not had some dark moments in our lives? Times when it felt a lot more like Good Friday than Easter morning. Times when our hopes and dreams seemed to be dead and in the grave, when the light of resurrection was not shining in our lives. Well, the good news is Jesus is alive. The good news is that Jesus has risen so that we might have life and life in abundance. As Jesus tells us earlier in John's gospel, he has come so that his joy may be in us and that our joy may be complete. This morning we celebrate the resurrection, the world's best news. Jesus has conquered death and has given us the gift of eternal life. There are actually two resurrections that we proclaim this morning. First, we proclaim the historical truth and reality of Jesus' resurrection that occurred 2,000 years ago. We don't proclaim a fairy tale. We proclaim a world-changing, life-changing reality, witnessed by many who were still alive when the Gospels were written down, and that changed men like Peter from fearful cowards into bold testifiers to the risen Lord. But there's a second resurrection that we proclaim this morning. It's a resurrection that has happened millions of times and could happen again at any moment to any one of us. It's the resurrection that occurs whenever we meet the risen Lord in our everyday life. Now, I have to admit, it may seem hard to see the resurrection as we look around the world today. Sometimes it seems like we're almost in a permanent Good Friday as we survey the wondrous carnage. 2 years of COVID, a brutal and unjust war in Ukraine, bringing death and destruction to thousands of innocents. And closer to home, hitting right here, the departure of Chad and his family after a long and happy tenure as your rector. It's almost enough to give up hope. But as the prologue of John's gospel famously proclaims, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. In fact, there are signs of resurrection all around for those with eyes to see and ears to hear. COVID cases and deaths have dropped to record lows. Vaccinations and effective treatments are widely available and have saved thousands of lives. Light shines in the darkness. Relief agencies such as our own Episcopal Relief and Development, UNICEF, the World Central Kitchen, are doing God's work in Ukraine and beyond, fueled by the financial generosity of countless people like you and me. People always respond generously with time and money when disaster strikes. Light shines in the darkness. And here at Christ Church, I see God at work making all things new. Your rector search committee is fully engaged in its demanding and sacred work of preparation. In less than a month, on Sunday, May 15th, you will have the opportunity to share your hopes and dreams for your parish and for the person that God is calling to serve as your next rector. And this morning we celebrate a special resurrection. We celebrate the return of our longtime faithful choir member and parish leader, B. Payne, and her family. B., welcome back to Christ Church, your church. Won't you join me in welcoming her back today? God bless you. God bless you, B. Christ is alive at Christ Church, and as the hymn proclaims, in him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. Resurrection and new life begin today. Death no longer has the final word. We can rise daily with Christ, putting the old behind us and beginning anew. Our personal tombs and entrapments are broken open, and we can be free to live an Easter life. As our Good Friday collect proclaims, let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we worship here this morning, soaking up the magnificent hymns of Easter, the beauty of this place, and the joy of this day, I pray that the light will shine into any darkness of our lives. I pray that you will encounter the risen Lord this day and every day. And I pray that God will bless you and use you to do the work of Jesus Christ in the world, that each of us might be the risen Lord, the light shining in the darkness. Last Sunday, our story ended at the cross with a comma. Today's story ends at the empty tomb with an exclamation point. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.